Hey yo, what up world? It's your man Randy Riggs, aka Rig the Builder.
Hey, it's your homegirl, Find Out a Queen.
Yo man, we hanging out here. Y'all just stepped in, tuned into a debate we were having here about unconditional love and what it means.
Yes. That debate was getting a little...
It's getting really deep, man. I mean, you know, for those tuning in, we just want you to keep an open mind. We just, you know, throwing back and forth some ideas, not necessarily, you know, stating any facts about what unconditional love is supposed to be. It's just, you know, we just debating on it.
Right.
Because unconditional love means... love somebody under it unconditionally. Right. There are no conditions. There's no nothing. It's right. Just love.
Right.
So we were debating, does that mean lovers, killers and rapers and robbers deserve that same unconditional love?
No.
Or can they be loved unconditionally?
No. Because... that's not love, you know, because people have love mixed up, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, people who rape and kill and do all that stuff, they don't love, you know what I'm saying? They lack self-love. That's hate. Anytime mm-hmm. that you would, like, rape somebody or something, that's not considered love, okay? Love is when you want the best for someone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what love is. Despite the fact that they, hey, let's say, you know, everybody has a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be real. Say that person loves candy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you love them because you know them, even despite the fact that they love candy.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Because it is certain.
Now say, all right, they love candy mm-hmm. to the point they 600 pounds. And not taking care of themselves, and can't get out the bed, but they love candy. Can you still love them unconditionally?
No, because okay, that's not love. Again, that's not love.
That's
because they're not. That's not self-love. They can love candy, but it's not overtaking them where they 600 pounds.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying, if they love themselves, they wouldn't overindulge.
Say you don't like candy, but even though that person likes candy, you still love them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like somebody could smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't smoke cigarettes, but you still love that person even though they smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, because that's more like you know, that's what people do. Normal people smoke cigarettes. Some people have drinks. Some people, you know, but when it comes to raping and stuff like that, that's just not love.
See what you're saying?
I feel like people, okay, this is my version of what love means. Like, say you're in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you love that person.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the fact sometimes that person can hurt your feelings or mm-hmm. can make you feel some type of way sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But you love them because you know deep down on the inside that they are a really good person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, because everybody has moments
mm-hmm.
where we have little ugly moments, but they're not, you can overlook them.
Okay.
Because there's some things you just can't overlook. Now, those little things, I feel like you can overlook.
Mm-hmm.
And love somebody.
Okay. Under those
purely,
conditions.
Purely, yes. Yes.
That conditional love. So, all right. Because there's the human being idea of unconditional love. But what about God's unconditional love? If he created each and every one of us, we all God's children, do he love us all unconditionally? The killers, robbers, and rapers too? So, if that were the case, do you mean God makes some things and then looks at them scornfully or doesn't like his own works, his own creations?
That's not godly.
If we all created come from God, we all come from one source. So the devil made those folks?
I guess. Those folks are not from God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because what's from God is good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, say for instance, you know, like, when I look at love, like, say people in a relationship and one person gets hurt, mm-hmm. or whatever. You got people nowadays want to hurt them, like want to pay them back and want to, you know,
yeah.
this and that, instead of like
forgiving and
growing wanting the best for them and loving them and can still have a relationship
mm-hmm.
despite that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reason why I say that is because I see a lot of families without both parents.
Mm-hmm.
Contributing equally
mm-hmm.
in the kid's life because of
the hurt from the past. True.
Which I think is sad.
True.
You know, because at the end of the day, just because somebody doesn't want to be with you doesn't mean that they don't love you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that they don't love you. That doesn't mean they don't love their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You should still be able to have love for that person. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
and just live your life
yeah.
in a way where y'all can coexist positively right. and effectively
and beneficially still, yes, for the children.
And helping each other still grow.
Yeah.
Because to me, that's love.
Okay.
You know, love is not when you hurt, you just try to make the worst for somebody else.
Right.
Then, too, you know, like, maybe that's not hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we look at things as, oh, that's so hurtful that person did that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Should that be hurtful? And the reason why I say these things is because we've always let American society dictate the way black people should run their lives.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And our relationships.
Exactly.
Our dealings with one another, how we raise our children.
Right.
How we educate. Yes. How we everything.
So that's the reason why I bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Feel you.
Because love is love. Love is growth. Love is making sure, you know, like, for me, like, for instance, with you, mm-hmm. let's just be real, you have kids, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying, outside of, you know, me,
uh-huh.
you know, and I would want the best for Araya and the kids and your other baby's mom.
Right.
Like, I would want you to be able to help them in any way.
Mm-hmm.
If they ever needed help.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not, because you know, some people, you know, we so self-absorbed, where we're so me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Where you never know, you might need help. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? From one of them or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know? We think, oh, that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I think it should be a unit, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
To help us be able to raise our kids effectively so our one kid won't feel no type of way.
Right. And they don't feel nothing but love coming from both sides.
That's what love is.
Okay.
Love is not control.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We want controlling relationships. Oh, mm-hmm. you can't go here, you can't go there, you can't That's not love. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Love is, you know what they say, if you love something, you'll let it set it free. Mm-hmm. And if it comes back to you, you know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we gotta manifest love in a greater way.
Absolutely, yo.
Instead of what we've been taught.
So that is what this lifetime needs, is love and abundance right now.
Exactly.
And healing and yes. help.
Yes.
And understanding.
Because that's the only way we ever going to, you know, generate wealth for our people.
Absolutely, y'all.
Because we have to do things differently.
Yeah.
You know, America's way of thinking is to divide and conquer.
Absolutely.
That's not how it should really be.
No, not at all, y'all. And y'all keep that in mind. Remember where y'all heard it right here on the 540 Radio Show, the podcast that lasts.
Let's grow.